affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. It was chilly this morning. That's all I know. My digital thermometer in the house read 0.07. So I guess that was close to minus one. I don't know. It was, or 0.7. Yeah, negative 0.7. There we go. And I had to think about that for a second. 50 degrees at Hooker, 21 degrees at Eric, 18 degrees at, where's that, Hollis, and 24 degrees at Cherokee, 38 degrees at the May Ranch out here in the panhandle of Texas. Let's see if they got, yeah, they're in the 40s out there. 41 degrees at Paladora Reservoir, Lipscomb, you're 45, 40 at Miami, and 41 at Dozer, and 29 at Wellington, and 26 at Odell. It was pretty chilly this morning. I had a rough night with the cattle. I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't my best performance, I don't guess. Well, one pulled up there this morning, and I noticed a couple babies had been missing the last couple days, and I hadn't found them, and I just figured they were hid out. Got some really big plains and love grass over there to hide cattle to hide their babies out, but pulled up there this morning, and a cow looked like she had been had that baby for a couple hours at least, as cold as it was. It was pretty early when I got there, and it was too late. The baby was... She either had some trouble or just didn't get it cleaned up in time. So it was not good. And then I counted the calves again. I was like, man, I'm missing a couple calves. And so I drove around the hay pile, and then I walked around the hay pile, and 22 cows in that one pasture. I had them out, 5 bales of hay, and I unrolled them, 2 other bales out there, grass and some other stuff, and that 7 bales. There's plenty of bedding out there for everybody. I mean, it's like king size bedding. And I looked over in that one hay pile, and sure enough, I found my 2 missing babies. They either got stepped on or laid on. So that is not good. All I can tell you, I'm still pretty sad about that deal. Hate to see that. And the babies are my babies, but I don't know what else I could have done. Like I said, the hay was scattered out everywhere. There was plenty of room for everybody to be laying, but I guess they snuggled up under some hay and got stepped on, but they were laying right next to each other. So, I don't know. Bad deal. Not good. So that comes to a total of 5 I've lost since it started. And I've, even back in that February of 2022, I didn't lose but 1. In that mess. So I don't know, just wasn't because of lack of effort, I can promise you. And the heifers in the other pasture, I ain't had any problems with them. That one I had to take to Dr. Mouse, but other than that, they've been cool, collect, and been stepping on other babies, all the good stuff. So it is what it is. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And we will have that coming up in the last segment. If Brandon is out of the dentist chair here in the about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll get a hold of him, see what he's got coming up for the sales coming up Friday at Elk City and Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock. We'll see what's happening there. The only news I've heard so far and from the meat processing plant at Booker is it has extensive damage. Nobody at first they had some people missing, but they're accounted for. So I'm not sure. The more I find out about it, the more I'll let you guys know about the Booker processing plant, see what's happening. It might be too far gone. And this is what we don't need in these times. We don't need to, you know, Booker's does, you know, slaughter cows and bulls, but, you know, we don't need any more damage to our packing situation and our cattle situation shortage and what's going on. So if I find out, or if anybody knows anything officially, not hearsay, please let me know. Fowler Agency text line is 580-225-9697. And if you're needing some hay, guys, I got lots of hay to sell today. So get a notebook and a pencil ready. And when we get to that part, you can write down the phone numbers on some hay closest to you if you're needing to buy some hay. Because I think there's a couple of people that were on that list sold out since last week. So, which is a good deal. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture, if I can find it. Here we go. Grain and soybean futures were a little changed overnight as investors weighed strong demand against ample global supplies. Exporters shipped 30.4 million metric tons of corn to overseas buyers from the start of the marketing year on September 1st through January 15th. The USDA data shows that's up 55% year over year. Wheat exports since the beginning of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 15.8 million metric tons. That's also a 23% increase. Soybean shipments since the start of September are now at 19.3 million metric tons. That's down 40% on an annual basis, and they're blaming on it due to the tariff war between the U.S. and China that was resolved at the end of October. But China, even all these major ag media people were hammering on China for the last 90 days, not getting that stuff bought. They end up getting it all bought. So there you have it. Weighing on prices, however, is ample global output. Corn production globally is forecast at 1.296 billion metric tons, and that's up from the previous outlook of 1.283 billion tons. Ending stocks on August 31st are now seen at 290.9 million metric tons, and that's up from the December forecast by almost 11 million tons. World soybean production is pegged at 425.7 million metric tons. That's up from the previous estimate of 422.5 million tons. And inventories at the end of the marketing year are now projected at 124.4 million tons. And that's up about 2 million, around 2 million tons from difference. Wheat supplies are also expected to top the market or the month earlier estimate, 842.2 million metric tons. That's up from the 837.8 million tons. Mr. Jimmy Music, I believe, unless the weather stopped him, is in Washington this week. And when he gets back, maybe next week, we'll have him give us an update on what we're seeing with the wheat situation, see what's happening. Corn futures were up a penny to 429 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. And wheat futures added half a penny in Chicago to 523. Kansas City fell three quarters to 529. Soybean futures on March delivery was up a penny and three quarter to 1063 and a half a bushel. Soy meal lost 20 cents to 294.10 a short ton. And soy oil futures were up 0.24 to 54.13 cents a pound. Let's see here. What else is going on? Cold weather. It's all there is talking about, according to the National Weather Service. Extreme cold warnings and cold weather advisories remain in effect from eastern New Mexico to the East Coast. Wind chills in central and southern Indiana and Ohio fell as low as 20 below last night. The cold warnings will remain in effect through most of the day today for a lot of places in eastern Oklahoma and northern Arkansas. Meanwhile, wind chills overnight range from 5 to 10 below zero. Frostbite and hypothermia will occur if unprotected skin is exposed to these temperatures. Now, we got another cold front coming in this weekend. I don't know how bad or good it's going to be. I think most of the moisture, snow, if anything, is all going to be east of us. But yesterday on my personal Facebook page, you ladies out there, farmer and rancher wives, need to get on there and learn how to do that do not calf in the cold weather summons dance. Pretty cool. Get on my Facebook page and check that out. And maybe that'll help keep the cows from calving during the cold weather. But it's supposed to warm up pretty decent here today and tomorrow and Thursday, I believe. And it looks like it's already hit. That's a heat wave happening up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma right now. So talked to Andy Holloway this morning for a little bit. Wonderful man to talk to. And, you know, he retired from Texas A&M AgriLife there in Hemp Hill County, Canadian. And he started his own ag consulting business. He still will be in charge of the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. You know, that's not very far away. It's coming up in April, but he'll be here before you know it. And he's got some other ventures going. And if he gets done with his picture taking tomorrow, I'm going to have Andy come on and let's see how the retirement's treating him. He looks like he stepped it up another year to me, but he's going to come on. And then we got Megan Langling that's going to be on my show Thursday, the whole show. Honestly, I just got a feeling that it's going to be one of my best shows that I've had. We're going to be talking about what's going on in northeastern Oklahoma with the chicken litter, the Illinois River, cattle, how this is going to affect the cattle. And it's going to be good. That's all I can tell you. I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to that show. All right, let's go ahead. What is today? Tuesday? Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
When she walked into the store, she looked around, and then she said,
"Am I in Dallas?"
That's because the space was so big, so nice, and so full of beautiful things. Now, you and I love living right here in Western Oklahoma. We like the small town friendliness. We like knowing each other. We like feeling safe. And we like being able to get where we're going pretty quickly. But now there's a store you can visit right here in Western Oklahoma that makes you feel like you're shopping in a massive metropolitan area. Ever since Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts moved into their new digs, they keep getting the same reaction from people.
"Wow, this looks fabulous."
The store is big and beautiful, and it's full of things that'll make your home beautiful and make you look and feel great. If you know, you know. But if you haven't been in yet, you're missing out on a big city shopping experience right here in little old Western Oklahoma.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 19th. 2,179 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 462 brought 575. 7 at 517 brought 500. 16 at 612 brought 425. 4 at 621 brought 412.50. 27 at 771 brought 359. 20 at 930 brought 327.50. 7 head of heifers at 456 brought 425. 6 at 533 brought 435. 8 at 613 brought 365. 46 at 681 brought 355. 15 at 776 brought 330. 9 at 858 brought 310. Butcher cows were 40 to 174. Butcher bulls 134 to 85. Bred cows were 1900 to 3000. Pairs brought 2550 to 2850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Brandon must be still sitting in the dentist chair with his mouth propped open and getting his clean teeth clean. I don't know what he's doing there. He said he was sitting in a dentist chair. 32 degrees at Wellington, Texas. Wind chill of 26. Humidity's 57. Dew point's 18. The winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 12 miles an hour so far. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.41. Red flag minutes today, none. 736 minutes of sub-freezing temperatures. 8-inch soil temperature, 38 degrees. And that is your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update, thanks to the West Texas Mesonet System. And there we go. Yeah, I had one of the listeners text in. I lost a baby and two big calves. I feel for you, bro. Oh, it sucks, man. And I feel for you too. It's just, I don't like it. Makes me mad. Let's check out the Central Crop Care Grain Market Uptake brought to you by them. They're stationed there in Hobart, Oklahoma. They travel. And again, he informed me the other day that they have a new spreader, a dry spreader, big one, big boy, big toy, and they have flotation tires and row crop tires available on that equipment. So give them a call. Big ad in the Penny News, or check out Central Crop Care on Facebook. There we go. All right, let's see what the grains are doing as of right now. Maybe. Come on. There we go. Kansas City wheat, March, 532, up 2 3/4. May is up 2 3/4, also at 543. Chicago wheat, March, 523, up 1 1/4. May is 533, up 1/2. Corn, March, 426, down 1 3/4. May is down 1 1/2 at 434. Soybeans, March, 1068, up 6 1/4. May, up 6 1/2 at 1080. Soybean oil, March, 54.43, up 0.5 cents, basically. Soybean meal, March, 293.70, down 60. And May is 297.80, down 10. Oats for March, 299, up 1/4. Let's see what here. Oh, I got a, while I'm looking this up here, I got a picture or text from Sugar Daddy the other day. He's got him a new pineapple planter for planting pineapples down there in his pivot system down there around the big town of Delhi. You guys will have to ask him about it next time you see him, how much that planter cost, because it didn't look very cheap, but it's pretty cool. All right, live cattle, February, 235.45, down 57. April is 237.02, down 97. January, 366.90 on feeders, up 20. March is 361.65, down 95. April is 360.42, down 77. Lean hogs, February, 88.80, up 50 cents. And April is 96.75, up 2 cents. And while I got it up, let's see what oil and gas is doing. Part of our world around here. Crude oil, March, 62.08, up $1.45. Natural gas is down from that big $8 and something yesterday. February is 653, down 27. So that's what's going on there. All right. Three people have been indicted on livestock theft charges following a TSCRA-led investigation. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Rangers led an investigation that resulted in felony indictments against Jesse Coleman of Love Lady, Andrea Houston of Houston, makes sense, Cole Hoop Jr., of Dodge for the theft of livestock values of less than $150,000. That ain't that many cattle anymore. On April 12th of last year, Special Ranger Daryl Bobbitt received a report of missing cattle from a property located south of Crockett in Houston County. The following day, Bobbitt received information indicating the cattle may not have been estray, but instead stolen, prompting a formal investigation. Through the investigation, three possible suspects were identified. Bobbitt later obtained a confession from one of the suspects, which led to the location and recovery of all the stolen cattle. The case was submitted to the Houston County District Attorney's Office and presented to a grand jury. After reviewing the evidence, the grand jury returned a true bill of indictment against Coleman, Houston, and Hoot, and on charges of thefts of livestock valued at less than $150,000. All three individuals surrendered to law enforcement, were booked into jail, and since been released on bond while awaiting trial. Special Ranger Bobbitt, assisted by Special Ranger Fryer of Huntsville and the Houston County Sheriff's Office, Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association Special Rangers, thank the Houston County Sheriff's Office and the Houston County District Attorney's Office for their assistance throughout the investigation. So there you go. I didn't know there was different charges for different folks. You steal cattle, whether it's one or 100, it's not a good deal. That's why I think it's very important to be members of these, like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raiser Association, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, all those. I think it's important. It doesn't cost that much to be members of all three of those, and it's worth your time. I mean, if you're a member of the Texas and Southwestern over here in Oklahoma, member of the Farm Bureau, member of the OCA, and then we got our Special Rangers that I really like that works for the Department of Ag here in Oklahoma. No reason. No reason at all not to recover whatever else is lost. Not just necessarily cattle, equipment, blah, 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 same thing. I think it's important to be a member of them. You don't have to go to all their meetings, all the meetings or any of the meetings. Just be a member. That way you're covered. Got rewards and all that other good stuff. I think it's very, very important. So let's see here. What else we got? Milk production in the United States totaled 19.57 billion pounds in December. That's a lot of milk, according to the USDA's latest milk production report. That's up 4% year over year. In December, there was 9.57 million head of dairy cows on U.S. farms, and the average production per cow totaled 2,045 pounds. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.5 million on January 1st, according to the USDA's cattle on feed report. That was down 3% from last year. There you go. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we come back. I'll see if I can get a hold of Brandon again, but he's running out of time because I have to do the Hay Day Tuesday coming up. If you got hay you need to sell or hay you want to buy, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. If you want me to announce that on the show, I'd be more than glad. It's not Hay-Dio. This is just Hay Day Tuesdays. How's that? Be right back after this.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mixed 30 liquid feed, 4-Co horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good. See you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at barberdysonford.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. 49 degrees at Hooker, Oklahoma. 18 the dew point. Humidity's 29. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 11. Let's see here. 6:04 is the sunset. 46 and partly sunny today. Mostly clear and 12 degrees tonight and mostly sunny and 53 tomorrow. What do you think about those temperatures, Mr. Hickey?
Cold.
Do what?
Caught up in global warming. It's cold. We're caught up in global warming.
How'd the dentist appointment go?
All good.
All good?
Good checkup, yep.
So you went in, you left as with many teeth as you had in when you went in? Oh,
yep.
That's always a positive note.
The only thing they usually ever complain at me about is they said I do a little too much grinding of my teeth and gets my points ground off. But other than that, they usually give me a good report.
So is that grinding caused from your phone going off all the time? Or Emma texting you all the time?
Yeah, it might be from having teenage kids and one in college and one about to graduate high school. Or it may be from having two cell barns. The only thing I can tell you for sure is not what causes it is my wife. She's
a
wonderful wife, so she causes me no issues of teeth grinding of any way, shape, or form.
That's what I'd say, too. So, but there's a, hey, I did see the Roger Mills County Cattlemen Association posted Emma's bulls on Facebook. How about that?
Yeah. She has two really nice Charolais bulls for that sale, I believe. I think it's the 7th of February this
year.
Yeah,
it is. I'm going to have Linda on next week.
Yep. And there's a lot of really nice bulls in that. And she's got two really good, nice, gentle Charolais bulls from what she raised and that her 4-H project that she's had for years and years. And we're going to offer a couple of them at that sale in February.
That's awesome. And I did see you know who from down there at Reed at the breakfast before your last sale and mentioned that. Yep. He said he'd be there, but he didn't say nothing about bringing a checkbook.
Yeah, I got a little in trouble for our last conversation about him being a bargain shopper. He said he sure had a lot of them Lazy H branded cows running around in his pasture. For you know, if I was just a bargain shopper, how come he had so many of my cows that I'd sold running out there? And I kind of had to renege a little on what I said. I said, well, you for sure gave what those was worth. So.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. Don't always get away with harassing people all the time. Sometimes you get called on it.
Yeah, because I went in there and I seen him at the at Poppy's, and I went in there and I said, you hear me and Brandon talking about you the other? Yeah, I heard it. Me and Brandon's gonna have a conversation here in just a little bit. They get gripey the older they get, so they, yeah. I don't even know if he left the waitress a tip. He was so upset with me even bringing it up.
He's a good sport. I enjoy him. I appreciate him coming every Friday and being there, even if we do harass him a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's all good. Scott, don't be mad at us. So have you decided? Are you having a sale Friday?
We are. We're going to have a sale Friday. I'm sure it won't be great big with the side roads and back roads still as blocked up as a lot of them are, but we do have several nice consignments already consigned. We will have those good Kansas bred cows coming in this week. There'll be about 25 of them last. They may not be quite that thing because I think he had a few calves before and during the cold weather, and he'll probably keep those little calves at home. But they'll probably be 65 to 70 of them good cows there this week. They're going to be coming in there tomorrow. Got another nice set of cows coming out of Shattuck for Friday's sale on Friday's consignment list. And then a couple of set of calves are still kind of up in the air on whether or not they'll be able to get them out, but they're sure said they was planning on it and going to try. So I don't expect us to have, you know, maybe 500 to 700 head, maybe all we'll have this week, but we'll sure have some nice cattle on offering.
All right. And then what about Western Oklahoma? It's a go. We're
planning on having a sale there Monday as well. Expecting a great big run with the roads like they are. I mean, you've got all the state roads and the interstates and everything's clear, but some of them side roads and back roads is, you know, still pretty slick. So I don't know how many they'll be able to get to get out, but we're not going to cancel 2 weeks in a row. We'll be there for whatever we have to sell. We'll be there ready to sell whatever people bring us. So.
Well, I know the county's been out pretty hard the last 3 days, and I've seen them again today. They're scraping the roads, so hopefully they won't be too bad.
Yeah. It sure doesn't sound like this snow is going to disappear anytime quick and turn into mud and moisture. It sounds like it's sure going to be with us for a little while, but, man, whatever moisture really get out of this ought to be really, really good, going into spring. I'm sure glad it didn't all blow into the bar ditches.
Oh, I know. And I'm surprised it didn't, because there was no moisture to speak of in that snow. But let's see, what I heard somebody say or seen something on social media that, say you got 10 inches of snow, normally that'd be about an inch of rain. But with this dry snow, it's not. But they said we should get about a half inch of moisture out of this. So we'll take it.
You bet. That'll be good. Plus, and not to leave out the good nitrogen content of getting a melted snow. That's really good too. So it's nothing wrong. And I know of, wasn't any power outages. I mean, it
was good.
Sure made things a little bit difficult a little bit impassable for a day or two. And it sure was some bitter, bitter cold to it. But all in all, there'll be a lot more good come out of it than bad, I think, since we didn't have any power outages and I didn't hear of any big time bad major wrecks, so that's a good thing. So we're glad to have the moisture and the nitrogen and hopefully it won't be 2 months before we get another little dab of moisture.
Hey, I received a message a while ago from one of my listeners down in Greer County, and. Mm-hmm. This is what she said. A way to keep your hands warm is to put on those rubber gloves like nurses and doctors wear on first, uh-huh. and then put them in your regular gloves. And she said it actually keeps your hands pretty toasty.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit, because anytime I've had a pair of those on, my hands are sweat like a son of a gun inside of them.
Yeah. Then what would be really interesting is maybe get some of those, sleeve gloves and put over all that, and then your arms won't get wet at all. All right, question before I let you go, I gotta get to my Heyday Tuesdays. What do you think what's your personal opinion on what the fire at Booker is going to do to some people around here?
What the virus is gonna do?
No, that processing plant at Booker, it had pretty extensive fire yesterday.
I'm with you now.
Yeah,
I mean, without a doubt, it's gonna have an effect. I mean, you're taking a player out of the market, if not entirely out of the market, temporarily out of the market, or temporarily, push back a little bit. And I mean, I guess if there's anything good about it is the timing is it's such that when we're going to be a little short on cow numbers anyway, with the cold weather and the bad roads, we're going to be a little bit short on numbers. So maybe it won't be as bad of a deal to have them out of the market or not as much in the market as what they normally are. I haven't been told different by my Booker buyer, but I expect that they will probably still be in buying their feeding cows like they are good about doing almost year round. They buy feeding cows probably 9 or 10 months out of the year. So I expect they'll still be in there buying some of them thin cows to put on feed in anticipation of getting back up to full capacity again. So that's what we'll hope for and what we're planning on. That's my word about it until I hear somebody more official tell me something different.
Yeah, well, you said exactly what I was thinking. Yes, I feel for the people that are at Booker, because I think that thing employs around 300 people, and I'm sure it's shut down for the time being right now until damage is assessed and all that stuff. But yes, that's my first thought, was that it takes it takes one of the players out of the market. And so, exactly. So you and I thought a little bit alike on that one. And so,
we'll lose a player, but most of the time in a free enterprise market, if there's a hole that shows up, somebody will see an opportunity and somebody will step in and fill that hole. And, that's the wonderful, great thing about a free, open market enterprise nation that we live in. If the government will stay out of it and leave it the heck alone, it works like it's supposed to. And when somebody sees a hole, you know, albeit a tragedy that you hate for to happen to anybody, you don't like to see anything like what happened to Preferred Beef happen. But nine times out of ten in this nation, when things are just left alone to operate like they're supposed to, somebody else will see an opportunity and step in, and you won't miss them as bad as you thought you might. So right. That's another thing that we're hoping for and expecting to happen, and then I think it probably will. We'll see somebody else step into the market that'll fill that hole pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. Always will. Always have. That's a good thing. And like you said, if the government will just keep their mouth shut and stay out of it, we'll be just fine. Let us handle it out here.
That's right.
All right, Mr. Brandon, thanks for coming on the segment, and probably see you Friday.
All right.
Hey, is the cranky old lady, was she cranky because she didn't get to cook last Friday, or did she even say anything?
No, you know, I didn't even talk to her. But I am fully anticipating her to be so glad to see people and be back in work that she will, when I see her Thursday when she's getting preparations ready for Friday, I expect there to be a smile on her face and a song in her heart, maybe even spilling out of her a little bit, just out of the pure joy of getting to come back to work and see the people that she serves on a weekly basis.
We talking about the same lady, I know. Hello? I seen a deal on TV the other night. They was doing a rerun of Roseanne Barr. She laughed and I thought of her. So. Oh, man. First person come to my mind, that lady that owns the cafe.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You're gonna have her on her ear already.
Hey, you built her up. I'm bringing her back down to where I know she's supposed to be at. So, anyway. All right. Well, we'll see you Friday. Thanks, Brandon.
You bet. See you later.
See ya. Yep. Sure is. All right, let's take a stock. Well, speaking of Stockman's Vet, Dr. Mouse, I call her Dr. Taylor. Sorry, that's just what I'm going to call her. Dr. Taylor, she got me out of a jam Saturday with a heifer and a heifer calf and a big jam. And it was really good, and I appreciate her. Yeah, she doesn't know how much I appreciate her. And she had some more calves come in to help. And, you know, it's good to have a vet around, and I know our other vets in the area do the same things. And, I think the electrical linemen, the companies are co-ops, and of course, PSO and OG&E in the big towns here. And I think the grader operators and the Department of Transportation people, or LEOs, or fire departments, thank them all. But I want to give a big shout out to the vets, because they're busy during these times, and usually it's not just take care of somebody's dog or something like that. You know, the weather brings out the worst in animals, and the worst can happen to animals during weather situations, especially like we had last weekend. And it wasn't, I don't think it was historical, but they, it was a bad storm. And, anyway, I just want to give a shout out to all veterinarians for what you guys do for the animals during these, rough times and good times. So, thank you. There it is. Simple. Just thank you to all the vets too. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Eric, Oklahoma, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. It's 27. Matter of fact, Eric, was the lowest temperature in the state overnight at -7. So you're still one of the coldest spots in the state right now at 27. Dew points 14, humidity's 58, the winds are calm. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 35 degrees and sunset at 6:01. Mostly cloudy and 35 today, 10 tonight. Sunny and 42 tomorrow. Get out the golf clubs. Be melted off and go putting. Go chipping. Go do something. Get out of the house. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a Snapchat a while ago. I'll just call him the telephone guy, and then he'll know I'm talking about him without mentioning his name. But he was driving through Elk City, had been three or four different places, and hadn't seen one kid out playing in the snow. So what's up with the kids? Man, we'd be out at daybreak finding something to do, snow sledding, Elk Creek. We'd go out east to Elk City to Thrill Hill there in that pond dam, hood tied behind a truck or motorcycle or something, a four-wheeler, three-wheeler, and over the top we'd go and see what's happening. Always out having good fun. Okay, it's Hay Day Tuesday. Before I do Hay Day Tuesdays, I need to update you on Paragon TV and Big Elk TV real quick. The only games going on tonight, from the latest information, is Fargo Gage Fort Supply is at Cheyenne Raiden tonight, and that'll start at 6:30, and Leedy plays at Shattuck. That's going on. All other games, looks like they're canceled or put on hold or be played later. And then, let's see here, Big Oak TV. Where did that go? I hope I didn't mess none of that up yet. I didn't want to get into Thursdays and Fridays till we definitely know. Big Elk TV, Woodward was coming to Elk City. That's been canceled till February 2nd. It'll be played February the 2nd. There you have it. So we'll get in tomorrow or Thursday into more games coming up on Paragon TV and Big Elk TV when we know for sure what's happening. Probably should know tomorrow. All right. You guys got your pencil and paper ready? Ready to buy some hay? All right, let's see here. We have 200 bales of Love Grass Native Mix, $45 a bale, in Sharon, Oklahoma, up in Woodward County. Trucking available, 580-334-8989. 580-334-8989. For some Native Lovegrass mix. And then we have 150 bales of hay grazer. Number one quality hay grazer. 1,200 pound bales. Been tested for nitrate. $75 a bale. And then I think still got 20 bales of horse quality teff grass. Delivery is also available. Elk City Retrop area. 580-821-2355. Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. And then got, Kevin's got 40 bales of Milo hay left down around Hobart. Got grain in it, good grain in it. $50 a bale, 580-530-1032. 580-530-1032. 80 bales of fertilized lovegrass, $60 a bale. Allison, Texas. Delivery available, 580-449-1192. 80 bales of fertilized lovegrass hay, $60 a bale. Allison, delivery available, 580-449-1192. Got over 200 bales of raw hay. Carter, really good. I've seen this hay. It's really good. Fertilized, sprayed the whole nine yards. $70 a bale. Can haul for additional cost, of course. 580-821-4816. Over 200 bales of good rye hay in Carter. $70 a bale. Can haul. 580-821-4816. And then we have 400 bales of rye hay around Carter also. $50 a bale. Different person. Loading available. 580-729-0356. 400 bales of rye hay. $50 a bale. Loading available. 580-729-0356. And then we have 150 bales of two-year-old blue stem hay for $25 a bale north of Texola, 580-497-7248. 150 bales of two-year-old blue stem hay for sale, $25 a bale north of Texola, 580-497-7248. Big squares of premium alfalfa in the barn, $200 a bale, a ton. Basically a bale because these are big bales. Delivery available. Mangum, Oklahoma. Test on it's 22%. 580-706-1432 for some big squares of premium alfalfa in the barn. 580-706-1432. Got some soybean hay. Untested. $50 a bale. Loading is available. 620-854-4168 in Caldwell, Kansas. Soybean hay, untested. Loading is available, $50 a bale, 620 4168 in Caldwell, Kansas. Sounds like a good deal. And then what do we got here? Cow hay, some blue stem and native mix, big round bales, $45 a bale, 580-660-1306. Cow hay, blue stem, native mix, 5.5 foot bales, $45 a bale, 580-660-1306. There you have it. I got it done. We got, all right. Sometimes I amaze myself. No, I did not. So my wife made some really good creamy chicken noodle soup. It was really good. I had it this weekend twice, maybe three times. And then the chicken she made, chicken strips she made last night, I don't know what all she put on it. They were really good just by themselves. So yes, honey, thank you for the creamy chicken noodle soup multiple times. And then you can thank your husband for starting your fire this morning. There we go. See you guys tomorrow.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I love the nonstop music.
I love your music because it's such a wide range.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Border Czar Tom Homan is taking over the reins of immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
Tom Homan is set to meet with Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey to effectuate this reset President Trump put in place yesterday with separate calls to Frey and Governor Walz. But the state's attorney general is still pushing forward with lawsuits to try to stop the ICE surge and also